board passed the permanent baiting and feeding ban in April as an attempt to keep deer apart and reduce the spread of chronic wasting disease now limited to southwest Wisconsin. Some feed mill owners and hunters objected to the plan, and two legislative review committees asked for exceptions, such as allowing feeding north of Highway 29 and allowing most hunters to use up to 2 gallons of deer bait at a time. But the board has narrowly rejected those recommendations. DNR Wildlife Director Tom Hauge says no exceptions to the statewide ban is the scientifically correct step to slow down CWD.
We're sensitive to the desires of the folks who have come to enjoy baiting and feeding deer from not only the viewing standpoint, but from harvesting deer. But in the end, we just feel that that has to be set aside in order to protect the long-term health of the herd.
It's possible the legislature will challenge the DNR's stance on baiting and feeding and do so soon. In the meantime, the DNR board has okayed a legislative recommendation to prohibit the use of animal parts in bait. Hauge says beef and dairy cattle owners already face similar limits.
There's a great deal of discussion going on, I think, nationally, especially given the Canadian mad cow or BSE situation, to expand that to include all forms of animal protein, not be fed back to animals. And so based on that, we're just saying try to bring our rules into compliance with that sort of animal health perspective.
The DNR board has also dropped the option of allowing DNR staff to drive or shoot deer via aircraft. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waupaca.